Blog Talk Radio.
Great day, great day, great day, and thank you so much for joining us for My New Peace Radio. I am Natasha L. Brown, your host and healing evangelist, holistic advocate, and we are doing something a little different today. We are in our women's group as well as on YouTube and My New Peace Radio. The women's group on Facebook is Selflessly Selfish, and it is a subtitle of one of my four empowerment books. That one comes from the Now Proverbs 31 Woman. So we wanted to share this information because self-care is important for everyone, but especially for women, and especially for the women in our group who work hard. So we want them to relax. You know, they say play hard. Work hard, play hard. So we want them to learn how to relax just as hard as they play and work. So with that being said, if you are joining us for the very first time here on My New Peace Radio, we are broadcasted weekly, and it is mynewpeace.com if you want to connect with us, or you can view it on YouTube under Natasha L. Brown or New Peace Wellness. Either of those in the search bar will get you to where you need to be with me. And also, I am a healing evangelist, holistic advocate, and I educate women on how to reverse disease as well as to maintain their bodies so that they can stay well and be able to take care of others, but we want them to learn how to take care of themselves just as much as they do for other people. So we are let me read the disclaimer before I get too excited. All right. This is an informational session. I am not a medical professional. I am a holistic professional, and this broadcast is used to assist you in starting and maintaining your holistic journey and keeping you going in the right direction. So always seek medical attention from your primary care physician, or for any emergency, dial 911. All right. So if you are watching us directly on My New Peace Radio on the homepage, you can click follow so that you'll know when I get when I broadcast, and you can get any updates as I post them on the page. As well as if you are on YouTube, click the little subscribe button as well as the bell so that you can get notifications when I go live there. And if you are a part of the group, you don't have to do anything else because you are getting it firsthand. All right, so this week we are dealing with self-care tips to continue. You know, September we talked about self-care the entire month, which was beautiful, and I really enjoyed sharing the information. And what I want us to keep in mind is not something that you just do once a month. It should be something that you are doing on a daily basis. These are things that we should have been doing even before September. And especially with everything that has been going on throughout this year, definitely you should be practicing self-care. We've been home more, so there's no excuse not to love yourself, as well as you are in position to make sure that not only are you taken care of, but your family is taken care of. But in order to make sure the family and household is taken care of, you have to have something to pour out into those that you love. So some of the things that I want you to remember and some strategies for self-care success, we want you to be successful in loving on you, is you want to make sure you establish a daily routine, and everyone needs to come in agreement with that daily routine because you want people to respect your daily routine, the boundaries you set in that routine. So come up with a daily routine, stick to it, but make sure you are flexible enough that if something happened, that you're willing to modify and do what it takes to be successful. Again, these are self-care success tips. And as you come in, as you join us, you can put in some comments. Just show us, let us know what you've been doing this month and what you were doing before this month that has been working, and maybe what you would like to do or try. Put all of that in the comments. Everything will help anyone else that reads those. Number two, after you've established that daily routine, you want to practice discernment. What does that mean? Again, you're going to honor your boundaries. So what times are you going to be in the house? And in the house, meaning interacting with everyone versus being alone, getting that quiet time, finding ways to have that solitude, discerning when you need the time before you blow up, before you get frizzled, before you burn out, knowing how to listen to your body, the cues that the body sends. Listen when they're whispers. Don't wait until they become shouts when you are not feeling well, because that is the wrong message and that is not where you want to be. All right. Also, number three, so we've set that daily routine. We are discerning and listening to our bodies. Number three, we have permission to say no. And if you didn't know that, I'm giving you permission right now to say no. If it's something you don't want to do or can't do, say no without excuse. Practice just saying no, no, no. You don't have to give an excuse. You don't have to explain why. Even if someone asks you why, pull the mama card. Because I said so. Because I don't want to. Just no. That's all it takes. N-O. So I'm giving you permission to say no to those things that don't serve your purpose, that don't benefit your schedule, that don't move you forward. Now, some things you may have to do, but not everything. You don't have to do everything. And I had to learn that the hard way. When you get with someone that is blatantly disrespectful of your time and those things that you do and adjust, and they just basically say that, you know, they don't appreciate what you're doing, that's a wake-up call. Sometimes we are bending over backwards, adjusting schedules, doing things for people, and we really don't want to do it, but we're doing it out of, I guess, guilt more than anything, being guilted into doing something. So practice saying no. If it's something that does not fit into your schedule, or even if it's something you can't do now and maybe you can go back and do it later, practice saying no. No, I'm giving you permission. Number five. Honest communication. And honesty is a big thing for me, and people don't understand that. Most people don't understand that, which is amazing to me that people will say certain things. And that's what I'm saying. Practicing that no was important, because people will pull you into things that they don't want to do, have you doing it, you think you're doing it with them, and you have readjusted your schedule and thrown your entire day off. So definitely keep the things in mind. Keep first things first. And keep important things important, those things that are important to you. So those are just some main, just basic, five basic things that you can keep in mind to be successful in healthcare. But then we self-care. But then we want to break it down. And if you are just joining us for My New Peace Radio, I am Natasha L. Brown, healing evangelist and holistic advocate. And thank you so much for joining us. We are here weekly giving holistic information and tips to get you on the right track. All right, so mental self-care is just as important as any self-care. Mental self-care. So what are you doing to exercise that brain? What are you doing to get your thoughts stimulated, to keep your mind going, to make sure that you are not mentally lazy? Doing crossword puzzles or anything that will challenge you. Reading a good book, and you know, a lot of times we read the books on technology, but reading a physical book, writing in the book, highlighting, I know a lot of people don't believe in that, but writing in the book, highlighting in the book, all of those things will keep your mind going, and it'll also help you remember what you read and put those things into practice based on what you understand. Also, listening to inspiring podcasts or broadcasts like this one. Things that will uplift you, things that will encourage you, things that will help you see things in a different way. Reciting or writing down positive affirmations. Playing an instrument. That is definitely something that will get you going in the right direction. Enjoy writing in a journal and making sure that you are keeping up. A gratitude journal definitely will help. Learning a new skill, any skill that you've been wanting to learn, go ahead and learn that now. That will help you mentally. Tidy up one small section of your home. Stay focused. Just do one section. Don't let it overwhelm you, and that will help you as well because, again, you got the mind working to where you're going to put this, that, and the other, how you're going to rearrange it, how you're going to organize it. Nothing overwhelming, just something to keep you going mentally. Also, you want to make sure you unplug from technology. Set a time each day and unplug from technology. Some people have to take certain days and just stay off technology, especially if you do a lot of social media work. make sure you take time to unplug. Also, you want to try out new hobbies, pottery, jewelry making, woodworking. There are so many different things that you can do. Just go into a hobby store and just look around, a craft store, and look around and find something that is intriguing to you that you've never tried and try something new. Physical self-care is also important. What are you doing physically? You know, we talk about this on a regular basis as a holistic advocate and healing evangelist. This is something that I definitely push for my clients and make sure that you know what to do, how to do it, and just how to make sure that your physical body is aligned with the way God created it. So drinking enough water. I push half your weight in ounces, but also make sure you can get up to a gallon. That makes a big difference in your day. And during this time, making sure your ecosystem is hydrated is definitely going to keep you well and healthy. Get your whole family on board. Make sure they are hydrated with spring water, alkaline water, and there are some other waters that you can be doing, especially for the fall, antioxidant water, hydrated water, just so many. And I'll make myself a note and do just a special on water. We'll take time to do just water for autumn and winter so that you'll know what you should be drinking to maintain the hydration. And most of those waters, you only need a little bit, and then the rest of the time you're drinking that spring water, alkaline water. And make sure you're rotating your water, too, so that your body will get the total benefit out of what you're doing. Also, practice deep breathing. Wearing the mask all the time is definitely restricting your breathing. It's training your body not to breathe deeply. So practice that deep breathing. That is definitely something that is needed now more than ever to keep those lungs, just to keep the entire body functioning properly. Also, you want to try a self-massage. You can look those things up. You can use foam rollers, tennis balls. If you need a little more instruction, listen, we are here on YouTube, so you can put in self-massage and get different things, or just pick that certain spot and do some pressure points. You can do acupressure on yourself. Soak up some vitamin D. As it's getting cooler, the days are shortening, and you're not going to have as much sun time, so whenever you can get it in, and get it in now. The more you get in, the better your body is going to do once we decrease those sunlight hours. Also, you want to make sure you are getting enough restful sleep, not just sleep, but restful sleep each night. How many hours do you need? That was a big thing. We did a whole session on that. So how many hours do you need? Most people need between 4 and 6 hours. If you need 8 hours, definitely fine. But find out what you need. Go to bed at the appropriate time so you can get enough restful sleep each night. Also, learn how to release your anger. Don't hold it in. It's very damaging to the body. Even though it's an emotion, it creates a lot of physical harm to the body. Prioritize your sleep routine, right? Not just knowing how many hours, but making sure, again, that you have a set bedtime, a set routine for sleep, so that when you do go to sleep, you stay asleep and you are getting that restful sleep. Also, warm baths. Take a warm bath in Epsom salt, or depending on what you're doing, you may want to do an apple cider vinegar bath. So there are different things that you can put in the bath to relax you. If you're detoxing, there are things you can do. But just as far as making sure your self-care, take a bath every now and then. It makes you literally, it forces you to slow down and pay attention to what's going on with your body. Also, you can go for a jog, a walk, a swim, a bike ride. Exercise is going to be key. That is something that will help you slow down as well, especially if you take a walk. Try out something new, a new healthy recipe, a new exercise class. There is always something new going on in gyms, or you can even search something if you still don't feel comfortable going to a gym. You can search something online and try it right in your own home. All right, spiritual. So we've done mental, we've done physical, now we are working on spiritual self-care. What are you doing spiritually Do you even think about that spiritually? If you are just joining us, we want to know what you have been doing this entire month of September, Self-Care Awareness Month. Have you done anything? If not, put that in the comments as well, and then let us know what you are going to work on. So we've gone over several things that will help you have a self-care success continue throughout this year, and it should be something you're doing daily. There should be one thing you do daily to promote self-care personally. And we are now on spiritual self-care. Spiritual self-care: meditate, spend time in nature, right? You can also spend quality time with your family. And if you don't have family in your immediate home, you can spend quality time. Meditative breathing, very good. Thank you. That was one of the comments. Thank you for sharing. Let's see, spend quality time with a pet or a family and family if you have a pet in your home. Let's see, spiritual self-care, donate money to charity and that you admire and respect, volunteer at that charity. You can donate and volunteer. That's definitely something that will help you. And, again, it will make you literally slow down and pay attention to what's going on. Also, you want to sit in silence. Not just during your devotional time, but sitting silently, just like the comment, practicing meditation. That is a great thing that you can do to slow down and get the body. Also will help with the deep breathing, so you can combine that physical and spiritual. Also, you want to make sure that you are watching things that feed your soul. You know, a lot of times when I am at a place of needing to just take a break and rest, I watch something funny, even if it's something I've seen before, and just laugh. Just have a good time laughing, just sitting and watching. Usually I make sure it's something short. Unless I've had a really long week, then I may, depending on what part of the week it is, I may just sit and watch an entire movie. And I used to do that a lot. I need to get back doing that. So self-care, remembering what makes you feel good. Practice those things. Emotional self-care, right? So we've done the physical, spiritual, mental. Now we're on emotional. And again, if you are just joining us for My New Peace Radio, we are here weekly, and you can join us by going to mynewpeace.com, and it will bring you directly to the broadcast page. And again, comment, what are you doing? What have you been doing? What will you continue to do? What would you like to do? What do you need more information on? Just participate and let us know how we can assist you. Emotional self-care, right? Talk to a therapist, coach, or mentor. If you don't have one of those three or all three, definitely go ahead and get you someone that you can talk to and count on. And just like in the women's group, we have weekly prayer and encouragement time. So if you don't have someone that you can get to encourage you, you can call up and share with, definitely find that group, find that person, find that number, because there is somebody in your life that you can reach out to that you may not be reaching out to because you may think they have too much on their plate, but that's the very person that probably needs that break to help you, and it will help them in turn. You'll be amazed. Journal your feelings, a gratitude journal, or just an observation journal to make sure that you are keeping up with you, taking care of you. What have you done for each one of these areas that we've touched on, the emotional, the physical, the mental, the spiritual? What have you done today? Journal that. What worked today? What didn't work? What will you try differently? All of that is something, you know, when we can measure our success, it encourages us to push and do more, to be more successful. So keep those things in mind. Do something that nourishes your inner child. You know, get a hula hoop, get a jump rope. With my goddaughters, we do hopscotch. We have chalk. We write in the driveway. Do something that you would have done as a child that will remind you of that joy and that peace, right? Skipping, hopping, whatever it is, playing kickball. Find something that will nourish that inner child. That's definitely something that is great emotionally. Write down the people, things, and or experiences you love and appreciate. Again, part of that gratitude journal. What is it, not just today, what is it on a regular basis that you encounter? You know, I have my desk set up so that I can hear the birds outside. Now, a couple of days ago, I didn't hear them, so I got concerned, but then it started storming, so I knew what happened. But pay attention to what's going on in your surroundings. What encourages you? What makes you feel good? You know, just simple things that we could be doing that we take for granted and overlook. Also, you want to write and mail letters to those you love. You know, letters, we don't do that as much. But write a letter. Send a letter, not electronically. Get an address and put it in the mailbox. Everybody loves to go to the mailbox and get something other than a bill, right? Especially as adults. It's very encouraging to get something that is going to make you smile. And I had someone send me something a couple of weeks ago. It said, Merry Christmas. That thing blessed me so. And, no, yeah, it's September. But like she said, it's never too early, it's never too late to do whatever it is. If you can get a Happy Valentine's Day card, if that's your favorite holiday, send out some cards and don't worry about what people are going to think if it makes you feel good, right? So that really blessed me to get that in the mail because I don't check my mail every day. So to go in and see something other than what you are normally expecting, especially on a monthly basis, definitely will encourage you. Also, let yourself cry, scream, laugh, whatever you need to express, but do it and make sure you are in a safe place so that once you do it, there's no negative feedback. You don't have to worry about it being brought up again. You know what movie makes you cry. You know what song you can put on to make you cry. Sometimes we have emotions that we need to release that we're not comfortable releasing. We don't know how to verbalize it to release it. Just put that on and get in a good cry. Crying is cleansing. Even though we try to deter people from crying, crying is cleansing. A lot of times it's what you need. It's what you should be doing. Crying for joy, crying for sadness, whatever. But release and express the emotions that you're feeling. Practice mirror work. And that was a big thing for me, especially with young people. But as I was doing it with young people, I realized how many adults did not practice mirror work. A reflection work is what I call it, because even when I see my reflection sometimes passing a window, I get excited. You know, you don't even have to say anything out loud if you're by yourself, but mentally, encourage yourself. Mentally say something positive to yourself. I usually, speak to myself, hey, girl. So whatever you need to do in order to encourage you, do that and make sure you're doing it in the morning when you're getting ready, looking directly in the mirror. Look yourself in the eye and say something positive. And do it until those eyes do not deviate from you looking yourself in the eye, saying, I love you. You are powerful. You are beautiful. Whatever it is you need to hear that morning, say it to yourself. Look yourself in the eyes in the mirror and say it. Say it throughout the day every time you see your reflection, rear view mirror, side mirror, whatever. Say it to yourself. Encourage yourself. Mirror work is definitely important. Read poetry, heartwarming stories. Watch a good film. I've talked about that because I love a good movie, especially a movie where I can't guess the end. Now, there are a few movies that I've seen that I've not been able to guess the end, and I've been surprised. Those are really good movies. Now, it's a few of those that I would go back and look at. But find something that is going to encourage you. Sit again with your hand on your heart and ask yourself, is there anything that you need to adjust that you need to work on, and then ask for direction and listen for the God in you to speak up and give you what you need in order to move forward. Last but not least, practice accepting your feelings. Whatever it is that you're feeling, accept it. And again, you can journal it and allow yourself to experience it and move on. Especially if it's a negative feeling, don't dwell there. Find out what you need to do in order to move on and move on, because those things get trapped in our bodies. So those were just some tips, some information to get you started going in the right direction as far as self-care is concerned. Thank you. Thank you for your comments. And even in the replay, ladies, as you see this in the group, let me know what you're doing as far as Self-Care Awareness Month is concerned and what you'll continue to do. Some of you commented on the post that I put in the group, but keep the comments coming. Let us know what you're doing. It may be something that someone else has not thought about that you encourage them to do to take care of themselves. So thank you so much for joining me. I am excited about what we are doing here at My New Peace Radio. So again, MyNewPeace.com, if you want to join us weekly, you can go back and listen to some of the previous broadcasts, as well as on YouTube, you can connect with me as Natasha L. Brown or New Peace Wellness. And make sure that you are clicking the follow and subscribe and like and commenting so that we can know what else that you would like to see, what other information you would like to hear about. And definitely want you to keep in mind that we are here for you to support you in whatever it is that you are looking to do or you are needing to do. Sometimes you're not sure what you need to do. Contact us. You can go to, if you're looking for holistic assistance, you can go to whathappenedtoyourlastmeal.com. whathappenedtoyourlastmeal.com. Click contact us and just let me know what you are needing to work on. And we can set up a consultation for you and get you started in on your holistic journey. So, again, this was My New Peace Radio, our weekly broadcast for holistic health and wellness, as well as I am Natasha L. Brown, your host and healing evangelist and holistic advocate. And we are coming to the end of this particular broadcast, Self-Care Tips to Continue. So September has been Self-Care Awareness Month. And we want you to continue loving on yourself. There's no need to stop that because it's something you should be doing every day. Every day you should be doing some form of self-care, right? And teaching your children to do that. And to respect when you are having self-care and you're wanting that alone time. So keep those things in mind. And as I said, put in the comments, you know, what you're doing, what you'd like to do, if there's something else you would want to know more about, all of that is welcome. And as always, keep in mind that I love you, that self-care, self-love, and self-compassion are your superpowers. And I will see you next week. Thank you so much for joining me for My New Peace Radio. Have a great week.